Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asks opposition not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill. Rejects fears of property confiscation as propaganda. Union Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government has uplifted country's health infrastructure with holistic approach. Myanmar declares 7 days national mourning as death toll in Friday's earthquake crosses 2,000. Indian teams step up relief and rescue operations in affected areas. French court imposes jail sentence on far-right leader Marine Le Pen. In European Union funds embezzlement case, bars her from seeking public office. Eid al-Fitr celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders set a target of 117 rounds against hosts Mumbai Indians. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has asked the opposition parties not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill. Rejecting fears of property confiscation as propaganda, he appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill when it will be brought in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records. They are saying that this Waqf Amendment provision will take away the Qabristans and the Masjid. What can be more blatant lies than this? So the false narrative being spread by some of the people are very detrimental to our society and nation.
Meanwhile, Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, has said that certain provisions in the existing Central Waqf Act are inconsistent with the Constitution, and the Waqf Board in Kerala has invoked these provisions to declare the ancestral residential properties of more than 600 families in the Munambam region as Waqf land. In a statement released today, the CBCI said that over past 3 years, this issue has escalated into a complex legal dispute. It added that only a legal amendment can provide a permanent solution. The CBCI has urged political parties and legislators to adopt an unbiased and constructive approach to this issue. In a social media post, Minority Affairs Minister Rijiju said that CBCI has appealed to the political parties to support the Waqf Amendment Bill. He said hundreds of families in Munambam in Kerala and countless people across the country have suffered and continue to seek a solution to protect their properties and homes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah stated that the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus at Hisar in Haryana today.
मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में ढेर सारा काम नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने 64,000 करोड़ रुपया पब्लिक हेल्थ सेंटर और कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सेंटर इसके लिए खर्च कर एक बहुत बड़ा मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का बेसिक खाका बनाने का 730 इंटीग्रेटेड पब्लिक हेल्थ लैब बनाए गए 4382 ब्लॉक पब्लिक हेल्थ यूनिट्स बनाए गए और 602 क्रिटिकल केयर बॉक्स ये 10 साल के अंदर नए निर्मित किए गए.
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. Mr. Shah said when Narendra Modi became the Prime Minister, there were 7 All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in the country, out of which 6 were established during the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government. The Union Minister said now there are 23 AIIMS in the country. He asserted that number of medical colleges has increased from 387 to 766. Mr. Shah also highlighted several initiatives taken by the NDA government in various fields. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, State Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao, State BJP Chief Mohan Lal Badoli, BJP MP from Kurukshetra Naveen Jindal, and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a major narco network has been busted in Delhi NCR. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, and Delhi police grabbed the gang and recovered MDMA and cocaine worth over 27 crore rupees. The team also arrested five people, including four African nationals belonging to influential family of Nigeria. Mr. Shah applauded NCB and Delhi police for this major breakthrough. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Vikasit Bharat Entrepreneur Network office in Hyderabad today, the minister said, the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047.
नौजवानों को प्रोत्साहित करने के लिए विकसित भारत एंटरप्रेन्योर्स नेटवर्क के नाम पर आज हैदराबाद में संस्था शुरू किया है। ये प्रधानमंत्री जी के विजन पर जो लोगों को रोजगार मिलना चाहिए, इसी दृष्टि से ये डिस्ट्रिक्ट हेडक्वार्टर्स असेंबली हेडक्वार्टर्स में ज्यादा उपयोग हो सकता है। इसे काम से मेरा विश्वास है, ये संस्था के द्वारा आने वाले दिन में ज्यादा लोग इसमें ट्रेनिंग लेंगे, ज्यादा लोगों को इच्छानुसार स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का प्रोत्साहन मिलेंगे।
President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Mumbai this evening for her two-day visit. She was welcomed at the airport by Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Tomorrow, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary commemoration of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X-handle AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. Strong tremors were felt in Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, and Southwest China. Myanmar's military leadership today said over 2,056 people have lost their lives in the powerful earthquake so far, while more than 3,900 people have been injured, with 270 still missing. Myanmar's Department of Meteorology and Hydrology reported that 36 aftershocks with magnitudes ranging from 2.8 to 7.5 have occurred this morning. For details, we have a report.
Myanmar State Administration Council's Chairman, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, has announced 7 days of national mourning. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast as part of the mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India, Russia, UAE, the United Nations and others have sent specialist search and rescue teams alongside humanitarian aid. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of ration, tents and medicines. The rescue teams from India are working to extend critical support in search for survivors and medical humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support. The Embassy of India at Yangon in Myanmar said more aid and support is on the way to Mandalay and Yangon. Swati Rakheja from News Desk for Akashvani News.
In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake. In neighboring Thailand, 19 people are reported to have died while thousands have been evacuated from cracked buildings in Bangkok. Meanwhile, rescue efforts continue in Thai capital for 75 construction workers trapped under the rubble of a collapsed high-rise building in the capital. A French court has imposed a jail sentence on far-right leader Marine Le Pen and barred her from seeking public office after finding her guilty of embezzling European Union funds. The Paris Court ruled that Ms. Le Pen used more than $3.3 million of European Parliament funds to pay members of her National Rally Party. Currently a member of the French Parliament, Ms. Le Pen was found guilty, along with eight other people from her party who were members of the European Parliament at the time. In sentencing, the chief judge announced that Le Pen will not be allowed to run for office for 5 years. The judge also gave Le Pen a 4-year prison sentence with 2 years suspended. She was also ordered to pay a fine of $108,000. The nationalist leader is expected to appeal against the ruling, setting the stage for a potentially lengthy legal battle. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands, Casper Veldkamp, has arrived in New Delhi this evening on a 2-day visit to India. It is his first official visit to India. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this visit will further strengthen multifaceted relationship between India and Netherlands. Eid al-Fitr was celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in various parts of the country today. The devotees, attired in their best, thronged Eidgahs and mosques to offer Eid prayers. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. The festival marks the culmination of fasting month of Ramadan. In Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. Speaking on the occasion, the imams who led the prayers appealed to the people to maintain peace and harmony and prayed for the progress and prosperity of the country. Reports of Eid celebrations have also come in from other parts of the country. In Jammu, the largest congregation took place at the Eidgah ground, where hundreds of Muslims gathered to offer prayers. A report.
Eid prayers were offered throughout Jammu and Kashmir. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and former CM Farooq Abdullah were among the devotees who participated in the prayers at Hazrat Bal Shrine, Srinagar. In Jammu, the largest congregation took place at the Eidgah, where hundreds of Muslims offered prayers. The celebrations saw children accompanying their parents, dressed in new clothes, reflecting their joy for the occasion. The occasion also showcased communal harmony as Hindu and Sikh friends joined in to extend greetings to their Muslim neighbors. Eid prayers were also offered at various other places in Jammu city. Authorities had made adequate arrangements of security and sanitation at various prayer grounds to ensure that the devotees did not face any inconvenience while offering prayers. With Gulshan Raina's report, Reshma Tiwari, Akashvani News.
In Telangana, the largest gathering was witnessed at the Eidgah Mir Alam in Hyderabad, where thousands of people congregated for the special prayers. More from our correspondent.
Hyderabad witnessed grand celebrations of Eid ul-Fitr, with thousands of devotees gathering at Eidgahs and masjids for special prayers. Besides Eidgah Mir Alam, huge gatherings have been witnessed at the Makkah Masjid near the historic Chaminar, Eidgah Madanapet and Masab Tank hockey grounds, among others. Dressed in festive attire, elders and children gathered at the Eidgahs and masjids since early hours to attend the prayers. Governor Jishnudev Verma and Chief Minister Revant Reddy extended Eid wishes to the people of the state. A festive atmosphere prevailed in Hyderabad as guests are treated with the sheer kurma and biryani. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
In the IPL, T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a victory target of 117 runs against host Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. Earlier, put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders were bundled out for 116 runs in 16.2 overs. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asked the opposition not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill, rejects fears of property confiscation as propaganda. Union Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government has uplifted country's health infrastructure with holistic approach. Myanmar declares 7 days national mourning as death toll in Friday's earthquake crosses 2,000. French court imposes jail sentence on far-right leader Marine Le Pen in European Union funds embezzlement case. Eid al-Fitr celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders set a target of 117 runs against host Mumbai Indians. And that's all in the news at 9 tonight. Good night.